The U.S. housing market downturn has officially spread to the Southwest U.S. States like Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, and Utah are now all on the doorstep of a housing market correction in 2025 due to a massive surge of inventory on the market. And in fact, prices are already dropping in the Southwest U.S. You can see since the middle of 2022, values are down 7.4% in Phoenix, 4.8% in Colorado, and by 5.3% in Provo, Utah. And now we're entering another period where the market is dropping in these states due to the fact that home buyer demand is at multi-decade lows. And that's now causing the inventory on the market to skyrocket. For instance, folks, I want to show you the state of Arizona. Zoom in on this, everyone. Arizona has 30,000 active listings right now on the market in inventory. That's a level that's more than quadrupled from its low during the pandemic. And now inventory in Arizona is at its highest level in a decade. And the housing market is a simple supply and demand equation, everyone. When the inventory goes up that high, it's telling you that the market is shifting down. And right now, in markets like Phoenix, we are seeing some pretty big price cuts. For instance, this is a four-bed, three-bath house in Peoria, to the west side of the metro, where the seller just did a $55,000 price cut down to 395 grand. That's a 12% reduction. Meanwhile, if we go to the east side of Phoenix, this is a three-bed, two-bath flip that the seller just did a $40,000 price reduction on. So we're starting to see in markets like Phoenix, price cuts going to bigger and bigger levels, 40,000, 50,000. And ultimately, what we're seeing in Phoenix, Vegas, Denver, and Salt Lake City reminds me a lot of what we saw in Florida about 1 year ago. If you guys have been watching my channel for the last 1 to 2 years, you're probably going to remember that in March and April 2024, I started reporting on how Florida's housing market was entering a correction. And much of the data that was happening in Florida back then in the spring of 2024, it's starting to show up in the Southwest U.S. housing market today, especially in a market like Las Vegas. You can see, according to data on ReVenture app, the program I'm using in this video to help you understand the housing market, Las Vegas has 8,600 homes for sale on its resale market right now. That's a figure which is up 60% year over year, and now inventory in Vegas is at its third highest level for April, going back almost a decade. You can see this inventory in Vegas's housing market is now 30% above the long-term average. So that's going to have big implications on price growth in Vegas going forward. You can see values in Vegas are up 4.3% over the last year, which is still healthy growth. However, most of that appreciation was due to the low inventory a year ago. And if we look actually now on a month-over-month basis, values are starting to drop month-over-month in Vegas, particularly in a lot of areas to the center of the city. However, the problem is the values are still very expensive compared to their long-term norms. In a place like Vegas, prices are up 47% from pre-pandemic levels. Still going to feel expensive. You're just going to have an easier time negotiating. You're going to have an easier time finding a listing you like. And if you're someone who, likes making lowball offers, you'll have an easier time having those lowball offers accepted because there's just so much supply on the market right now. And I really want to hammer home this point for you all so you understand it, is that we have not seen this much supply on the housing market in these states since the end of the last housing crash. And when you look at these states in combination, it's actually shocking how much the inventory has grown. Because what we're looking at here is a chart that sums up the cumulative active listings in Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, and Utah. And take a look at this, everyone. As of April 2021, there were 77,000 listings in these four states. You can see that's up by almost 50% from last year, and it's well above the long-term historical average for April. And in fact, this is the highest inventory level we have seen in these four states going all the way back to at least 2017 when the Realtor.com data started. But if you go back even further, it's likely the highest level of inventory back to, 2010, 2011 at the end of that last crash. And what I'm starting to see also is there's a lot of local resistance in cities like Vegas and Phoenix to acknowledging this housing slowdown. I've had some videos and some posts on X go viral recently talking about these cities, and there's been some news articles actually written about my posts on these cities. They're starting to generate some controversy. In particular, Newsweek wrote an article on one of my posts on X about how Phoenix's housing market is entering a correction. You can see the title here was Phoenix Housing Market Faces Mass Sell-Off as Home Values Plunge. And this article was written by Julia Carbonaro, who does some great work reporting for Newsweek, and she picked up on some of my tweets. She says real estate analyst Nick Jurley, CEO of ReventureApp, warned of a potential incoming crash as home prices are down 6.9% from their peak in June 2022. You know, I mentioned that the market is trending down fast, and the data is really about the inventory. The inventory is really high compared to the long-term norm. I mentioned in this article that the data is clear. The market in Phoenix is declining. It's actually going to get a lot more affordable for you as a buyer, which is good news. A declining housing market is going to be bad for some people, but it's going to be good for other people, particularly home buyers who have been saving up for the last 5 years. And this is not a controversial stance I'm taking. The data is so clear. I've showed it to you in this video, right? How clear this data is. That Phoenix's housing market is in a downturn. It's already in a downturn. It's going to get worse. Yet, there's a lot of people who wrote response articles to that article who are trying to say it's not true. A lot of local realtors in Phoenix are trying to say, no, 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 the market's not going to crash. The market's not going to have a correction. They're trying to say that the market is steady. A lot of local news outlets are talking to these realtors. For instance, 12 News, a local news station in Phoenix, is reporting that despite my mass sell-off warning, housing experts say Arizona market is steady. And take a look at the housing experts that they end up interviewing in this article. They talk to the president of the Arizona Association of Realtors, who says, even though the number of listings has moved up, we still don't have enough houses for those looking. I mean, that's kind of like, I look at that quote and I say to myself, how can someone even say that with a straight face? That there's not enough houses for those looking. Because if we just take a look at the data in Phoenix again, everyone, there's now 20,000 resale listings, the highest level going back a decade, while the home sales and buyer demand have collapsed by almost 35% from the peak, and the demand's at the second lowest level in Phoenix in the last 13 years. So we have second lowest level of demand in 13 years, highest level of inventory in 10 years. How does that equate to not enough houses being available for those looking? And it's really a shame that people out there like are reading this and thinking that that's true. And it's really unfortunate because there's something big going on right now in Arizona, in Nevada, in Colorado, and in Utah. This market is shifting down hard. It's not debatable. It's shifting down hard. Every metric is showing a major downturn in the offing. Inventory, price cut rate, home sales, value starting to drop. Yet, local news stations will go to realtors as experts in the market who just try to present some propaganda-driven narrative that nothing is happening. And I'm actually going to show you something really exciting right now, everyone. On ReventureApp, we're about to add home sales data, home buyer demand data to our data set. This data comes from Redfin. We're going to release it later this month in May, but I'm giving you a preview of this home sale data right now. And let's start with Arizona just to show you how much the demand has dropped. During the pandemic in Arizona, around 14,000 home sales were happening in the month of March. That's now down to 8,800 home sales. So the home sales are down more than 30% from peak in Arizona, and they're down more than 15%, actually almost 20% from their long-term average. So what this graph is showing you all, if you are a buyer in Arizona, Phoenix, Tucson, Flagstaff, wherever you might be, the demand is way down. That's what this graph is telling you. And so if you talk to a local realtor who tries to tell you, oh, no, no, like there's buyers in the market. Oh, people are coming back in the market. It's not true. It's the third lowest level of demand in Arizona going back 13 years. Meanwhile, let's look at Nevada. It looks even worse in Nevada. In Nevada, we had 5,900 home sales in March of 2021. Now we're down to 3,600 home sales. So literally, it went up a little bit year over year, but literally the lowest buyer demand we've seen in Nevada going back 13 years. And we're actually 23% below the long-term average in demand in Nevada. So again, I know a lot of you guys out there in Vegas, you're frustrated that prices are still up year over year, right? And you say, well, why is that? And a lot of people say, oh, it's because the California buyers are coming in, the investors are coming in. No, that's not happening. The demand has tanked. It's the lowest level of demand we have seen in decades. Same thing in Colorado. In Colorado, we went from 9,200 home sales in March 2021 to 6,200 home sales in March 2025. That's also almost 15% below the long-term historical average. And so I just want to cement this fact pattern out for you guys so you can understand what's happening. Demand is way down. And demand has actually been down now for about 2 years. But the reason that we didn't notice it in the market was that sellers weren't selling their homes. So demand was down, say, in 2023 and 2024, but sellers were also not selling. So supply was also down. So we were in this kind of standoff between buyers and sellers. However, now it's shifted in 2025, where the demand is still way down, but the sellers are giving in. The sellers are flooding the market with listings, and that's why the inventory is skyrocketing. And one market where inventory is really going out of control, everyone, as we shift to metro view here on Reventure App, we're now going to look at the cities with the biggest inventory spike. And just by the way, everyone, this is a national housing market web application. If you guys haven't used Reventure App yet, you should definitely use it. At the end of this video, I'm going to give you some instruction on how you can actually get started in understanding your local housing market dynamics. But if we zoom in on Denver here, you can see there's over 10,000 homes for sale in the Denver Aurora Centennial metro area. This inventory is now skyrocketing, everyone. Look at this. It's more than double the long-term historical average for April. So normally in April in Denver, there's 5,200 homes on the market for sale. Now there's over 10,000. We've never seen inventory like this before in the Denver housing market, at least not in the last decade. Probably have to go back to the last crash to see anything like it. Now, what's happening in response to prices? You can see year over year, values in Denver are only down 0.1%. However, month over month, they're down 0.58%, which annualizes to close to a 7% decline over a year if that monthly math were to hold. And Reventure App, we think values in Denver are actually going to drop 9% over the next year. And the way we get that is we have a 26 out of 100 home price forecast score on Denver. That equates to minus 9% growth over the next 12 months. You know, 12 months from now, when you look at Denver's housing market, very legitimately, it could be officially already in correction. I view, you know, a correction, if the prices drop by more than 10%, that is undisputably a correction. You might even call that a crash, because a 10% decline in values is actually historically rare. It doesn't happen that often. In fact, prices in Denver didn't even really go down that much in the last housing crash. So I think prices in Denver could drop by the most that they've dropped in decades over the next 1 to 2 years. So be careful if you're a buyer in Denver. It's good news for you, right? What's happening? More inventory, more price cuts, values forecast to drop, but you could also catch a falling knife. So you got to make sure if you are buying in Denver that you do your due diligence, you understand what's going on in your city, in your neighborhood, and you arm yourself with the data so you can make an offer that's a smart offer. Now, one thing I want to talk about also is the local economies in these areas, because I think one of the reasons why buyer demand is so low and inventory is skyrocketing and prices are starting to drop is because the local economies are starting to weaken. Put simply, the migration train into many of these states like Colorado, Utah, and Arizona has declined. There aren't nearly as many people moving in. In fact, in a place like Utah, we now have people moving out. And that's starting to slow the local economic growth. In a place like Las Vegas, we're actually starting to see local tourism drop by a lot. In Las Vegas, the number of visitors to the Strip was down 7.8% over the last year. And according to Travel Weekly, this has now been the third straight month that tourism visitation to Vegas has declined. We're also starting to see the city's tourism agency anticipating less room tax revenue in its budget as a result. So there's a local economic slowdown happening in a market like Las Vegas. It's likely to have a knock-on effect for its local housing market. There's many people who live in Vegas, they work on the Strip, right? They might work in a restaurant, they might work in a hotel. They actually might make a lot of money in tips, depending on what they do, but 8% fewer people visiting the Strip, that's going to mean less tip money, that's going to mean less job growth. There might actually have to be some layoffs in Vegas as a result as well, and that's going to have a knock-on effect on the local housing market that I believe we're already starting to see. Ultimately, what I'm going to do now is just show you where I think home prices are heading in these markets over the next 12 months based off the data. And at the end, I'm going to show you how to actually access this data for yourself. And the way we forecast prices here at Reventure App is using our home price forecast score, which takes into account inventory, days on market, price cuts, recent appreciation, and the trend in mortgage rates to help forecast where prices are heading in the next 12 months. And what we're going to do is look at our price score and compare it to our conversion chart. So Here in Arizona, we have a 35 out of 100 for our ReVenture price. And if we look at our price conversion chart, we can see 35 out of 100 corresponds to minus 4.9% forecasted price growth over the next 12 months. So we at ReVenture app are forecasting minus 4.9% in Arizona. We're actually also forecasting minus 4.9% in Colorado, and we're forecasting minus 4.5% in Utah. In addition, our score in Nevada is a bit better. It's a 42 out of 100. In Nevada, we're forecasting about minus 1.8% price growth over the next year. And if we want to include Texas in the Southwest, let's do it. Texas, we're forecasting minus 4.4%. And what I would really suggest you guys do is search your specific city or zip code on ReVenture app so you could see our price forecast score for your city or zip code and compare our forecast to the conversion chart so you could see where we expect prices to go over the next 12 months. Sign up for a premium plan on ReVenture app to access all of that data. A premium plan is $39 a month, ultimately a very affordable price to the cost of buying a house in an area like Nevada or Arizona. Actually, right now, the premium plan, I believe, is 0.0001% of the cost of buying a house. It can ultimately save you tens of thousands of dollars in your home purchase and investment purchase process if you use this data. And one thing I'd actually just like to announce is if you're someone who knows maybe you're going to be searching for the next 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, sign up for that annual pass. The annual pass is going to lock in your ability to track this data for the next year so you can see how our forecast updates each month, how the data updates each month, and you can get a 15% discount on the monthly pass by signing up for the annual. It knocks it down from 39 to 33 a month. You guys are going to definitely want to have this data on hand so you can make a more educated decision in this turbulent housing market.